This is Leo with KTWH Radio, Two Harbors Community Radio at 99.5 FM, ktwh.org. We're coming up on the big day of philanthropy in the state of Minnesota that they call Give to the Max Day for 2022. It is happening on November 17th this year, although giving online at givemin.org has been underway, I think, the whole month of November. I've got a chance to showcase one of our lead nonprofits in the area, Two Harbors Area Food Shelf, today. They are participating in Give to the Max Day, and I've got Kelsey Dooley, their director, on the line. Greetings, Kelsey.
Hi, Leo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to be able to put the spotlight on a number of our local nonprofits, services doing well by the communities on the North Shore near Two Harbors. And I wanted to ask you about your participation in Give to the Max Day this year. You have set yourselves an ambitious goal, and maybe you're on the way to making it. You want to explain what you've got going on with your goal and how you're getting there?
For sure. So we've set our fundraising goal this year for Give to the Max at $5,000. We are hopeful that we'll be able to make it, and thanks to two area businesses, we're getting a lot closer to that goal. Cooperative Life and Power generously has offered a $1,000 matching gift to us, and Park State Bank has generously offered a $500 matching gift. So already we've got $1,500 to try to encourage donations. All of those $1,500 will be matched by those two local businesses. And so I think that'll get us a great start to our $5,000 goal. And I know that everyone around is so generous, and we're not worried about it at all. We have every faith that we'll be able to make that goal of ours.
Right. I believe that the Give to the Max Day, the day that's the official focus of the giving, this Thursday, November 17th, apparently you give till midnight. I don't know if you can give a gift after that, Kelsey, but I encourage anyone that does miss it because they have to be somewhere else and they can't, and they hear about this a little bit after the fact. And I bet you'll take a gift of any size, any way that people want to make it, even after the Give to the Max Day. But it certainly helps to focus people's attention on what you guys are up to. And I know that you need help with being able to provide food to the people in need 365 days a year, right? So you really have to have support year-round to have a cash flow, to have assets to, I suppose you have to pay for a number of things, even besides food. Do you want to talk about what the expenses at the food shelf are and how cash is a valuable thing to have on hand?
For sure. So we definitely do welcome donations any day of the year, not only on November 17th. That just happens to be kind of the biggest single day fundraiser for nonprofits throughout the state. So it's kind of a fun way to get people engaged in philanthropy and just encourage those donations at a time of year for us when, you know, our costs are very significant. As a lot of folks have heard, food shelves, ours included, have been seeing drastically increased numbers throughout 22 and definitely throughout the summer and fall of this year. So our costs have been going up quite a bit. I mean, when anyone goes to the grocery store, I'm sure they, you know, can't help but notice how everything's gone up in price. So
right,
we're facing that on a much bigger scale because we're seeing between 40 and 60 households a week. So there's a lot of things that we do have to buy from our local retailers to have available for folks. So, I mean, if you think it's bad buying one dozen eggs, imagine buying, you know, 45 dozen eggs. It's
right.
It definitely costs a lot, but it's something that we want to have available for our shoppers because we found that a lot of people really desire these items and they just happen to be the expensive ones. So,
so
it definitely costs us a lot to keep these products available.
So sounds and feels like a double whammy, perhaps among the reasons that more people than ever are needing to seek out food shelves help on a weekly basis is because of the increase in prices and that households on fixed low incomes haven't stretched their income as much as the food prices have gone up. And you, who are helping them, are facing the same limitations to your buying power because of that same inflation. Is that, I got the picture sort of there, Kelsey?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of the households that we serve, you know, before inflation kind of really took told, you know, they were just maybe barely able to make ends meet on a fairly low income job. But now that inflation has affected every part of our lives, it's just impossible to make ends meet with, you know, even $15 an hour. It's just a tough deal to swing, especially if you've got a bigger household with kids.
Yeah, and some people might figure that you might have bulk buying power, but not so much for the number of households you have. And some of these items, fresh items like eggs, you don't get to buy commodity things at a real discount necessarily.
Right. Yeah, it's been a tough go of it. Everyone, of course, knows the supply chain issues as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Items that we have normally been able to get plenty of through our food bank.
Yeah.
At a very discounted rate, or a lot of times even at no cost to us, they just haven't had available. So eggs are one of the big items. Thanks to the avian flu and, you know, a whole number of other issues, they haven't had eggs available as much as they used to. So we've been having to buy them from our local retailers, which definitely comes at a significant cost. And we've had to do with other things like that as well, like ground beef. That's normally a staple we've been able to get from our food bank. And that's been limited as well. So we've had to purchase items like that for our shoppers too.
So at this time of the year, after the harvest season, I don't know how much you get in terms of donated produce when produce is available closer to here. Maybe that's a complicated question. But in general, you need to have good cash flow so that you can provide items week to week to week, because every week on a Tuesday distribution day, a different group of folks is showing up and they need eggs just as much as last week's crew did.
Right. Yep. It's every week we're pretty much having to meet this same need of between 40 and 60 households is what we're seeing each week.
And how does that shape up historically? Kelsey, I was only able on your website to see some data from like 2018 or 2017. And how much would you say that the demand, the need has increased in the last 6 months to a year?
I would say this year compared to last year, need is up 42%, which is very significant, of course.
Yeah.
Last year, we did see a little bit of a decrease overall, just because there were so many different COVID-related support programs.
Right.
There was pandemic EBT, and there was, you know, all sorts of stimulus checks kind of coming out here and there. And so there was a lot more supports in place last year. So last year, we did see a bit of a drop compared to the previous year.
Okay.
But this year has been a sharp increase over last.
Right. And you want to, just for people who needn't understand the mission and how you operate, this is intended for people that have a need, but you're not necessarily testing the need with an income test. How do folks avail themselves of the Two Harbors Food Shelf distribution days? What's the system in a nutshell, if you could?
Sure. Yeah, we try to keep the barriers as minimal as possible for folks. So our income guidelines are 3% of the federal poverty guidelines. We do have that kind of broken down by household size here at the food shelf, but everything is self-reported, so no one needs to bring any income statements, anything like that. We don't even need to verify ID. Everything is self-reported, so we just need to get some basic household information from folks. You know, how many people are in the household, what are their ages, just so we can show the population that we're serving.
Right. You have to show other folks what you're doing and serving the community.
Right.
And I guess I'm reading right, that households are supposed to come just one time a month. Do I have that right?
That used to be our guideline. We have changed that fairly recently. So we're allowing folks to come twice per month.
Okay.
Because we were hearing from a lot of households that they just weren't able to make it, you know, with the food that they were getting once a month. So
right.
What we're hearing is the folks that are struggling are really struggling, and so we found that extra visit per month was able to help them out a lot.
We didn't talk about the distribution model. You're still on the distribution drive-through model that you created during COVID.
Yes, so that is our primary distribution. We have added kind of a secondary distribution, which happens only one Thursday a month. It actually coincides with our truck delivery, but it's the second Thursday of each month we're doing an in-person shopping, and it's kind of later hours. It's from 3 to 6 to kind of accommodate for, you know, maybe working schedules or that type of thing, but folks are able to come in and shop.
Okay, because that was the old model, in-person shopping. So now in-person shopping happens on second Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and not by arrangement? First come, first serve, or by appointment?
First come, first serve.
And Kelsey, I don't know if you are supposed to have technically a service area geographically. Folks who are affected by the layoffs, for instance, up in Silver Bay at the North Shore Mining, are they among the folks that have had to come to the food shelf?
Yep. We actually do see a good amount of folks that come down from Silver Bay, and we have heard from a few that were laid off from the mine. So that's definitely something that we're aware of. You know, I'm hearing of a lot of other kind of seasonal jobs ending right about now.
Right.
So it's definitely something that we're always trying to keep our eyes on. We don't have any barriers as far as, you know, you can only be in Lake County. We serve all of the North Shore area. So, of course, our primary audience is Lake County, but we do see some folks from St. Louis County, kind of in the Brimson area, or even like the Duluth Township. And we, once in a while, we'll see some folks from Cook County as well. So
wow.
If someone shows up at our door and needs some help, we're going to help them out.
Yeah, if people are driving down from Cook County, they probably really need the food. Wow.
That's, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey, so in summary, we've got a great Give to the Max opportunity for folks. You've got $1,500 on your way towards your $5,000 goal, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind going beyond that goal, but you've got matching funds from, I believe you said, Co-op Light and Power and from Park State Bank right here in Two Harbors. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Start to your Give to the Max campaign.
Yep.
Great. We love checking in with you. We usually check in the spring of the year because you have a big fundraising initiative in March and a wonderful Music to Feed the Soul that happens then. And this time of the year with Thanksgiving coming up, it just seems that it's very appropriate for folks to have on their minds folks who need some help in being able to get their table set with food for their families.
Definitely. Yeah, we appreciate all of the support our community always gives us, and anything that folks can offer, we would very much appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Kelsey, for checking in with us today. Kelsey Dooley of the Two Harbors Area Food Shelf. Again, Give to the Max Day in Minnesota is November 17th. I wish you well every day of the year, Kelsey, with the great service that the Area Food Shelf provides for folks here, and as you said, Two Harbors and beyond.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Leo. I appreciate it.
All right, you take care, and good luck on Thursday. Bye now. Your favorite local nonprofit, whether that's a community radio station or an agency providing an essential service to our neighbors, would probably appreciate your support this Give to the Max Day, November 17th. This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio.